That's a special goal, and that's why David can score goals. He's a goal scorer, and you can tell. It's hard to teach that. It's really hard to teach that, just with the moment and everything going on and to score a goal like that. But obviously a huge goal, and good for David because he was fighting things a little bit this weekend. So, you know, like I told him after, David, you can have a rough 59 minutes and 30 seconds of a hockey game, and you have to stay with it. You have to stay focused, you know, I told the team, and because you might get that one chance with 30 seconds left, and if you're not in the moment, if you're not focused, if you're all, you know, flustered about everything else going on, you might not be in the right place to score that goal, just mentally, and good for him, he was, and that was a huge goal for us. And you know, obviously we had some chances right after
we
that,
did.
Too. So we stayed with it. That's what I liked about it, too.
Yeah, I had another power play opportunity, too, that we weren't able to capitalize on. But I know Brian Brewster is taking a little bit of credit for David Johnstone's goal for helping out with an equipment issue before the game. So his skates were feeling better. And Brewster was texting me that, you know, he deserved a little credit. But David Johnstone with a great goal. Reed Sturrows, Blake Pietta get the assist. 13:30, the time of that game, turned out to be the game-winning goal. And the Michigan Tech goes up by a score of 2-1. Shots in the third period, 13-9 in favor of Michigan Tech. Just a great rebound for the Huskies to come after that less subpar second period into the third period to get the win.
Well, no question. And I think, like I said, our team got out of that second period. Regrouped and came out and had a real good third period. Obviously, they took a couple penalties. They took them 5-minute major, you know, which helped us. But still, you got to find a way to win the game and keep your, you know, composure and calmness. And, you know, I know we had to, you know, kill a couple penalties in the game, and our PK did great. You know, I think they're 0 for the weekend against us. So our penalty killers did a real nice job all weekend. And, you know, our power play was, you know, I think all three of our goals are on the power play. So special teams was really good this weekend. You know, I think we were +3. And anytime you can be, well, I don't know if that, yeah, I don't know. The first goal
first
wasn't.
First one wasn't,
so,
yeah.
You know, so we had two on the weekend, and they didn't have any. So key to success on the road, good goaltending, limit your opposition scoring chances, and then take advantage of your chances. And for the most part, we did that.
Did you feel we took any unnecessary penalties in that game, Coach?
Well, we did, you know, and yeah, you know, especially Friday, you know, anytime you take a penalty, you know, in the offensive zone, you know, they're not great penalties because we always talk about the only time we really want to take penalties are when you're preventing a goal or to protect a teammate. Other than that, you have to be careful. But, yeah, like the one Joel took, we were on the 5-minute pot. You know, they're just going to look to even it up somehow. And Joel just didn't even really touch the guy, and he goes down and he gets a – so you have to be careful. But overall, you know, I thought we did a good job. If you can stay to about 3 power plays a game, that's not bad on the road. So overall, I thought we showed much better discipline than we did in Lake Superior the weekend before. And this weekend, we're going to have to even be better because – you know, Michigan has some great offensive talent.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more of what's coming up this week, plus scheduled to be on with us a little bit later on. Red Berenson, the head coach of the Wolverines, all here on Mix 93 WKMJ. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, you can email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub is celebrating downtown Houghton all month with a unique menu from the past. Some of the items include the pig pie pizza loaded with 4 types of meat, onion and cheddar cheese, the steak tartare, raw steak ground and mixed with a special sauce and spread on garlic bread, a past favorite, the gaggle of grease, a combo platter loaded with battered fried clam strips, calamari, mushrooms, zucchini, and pickles, and for the mushroom lover, the mushroom pate. Celebrate historic downtown Houghton all month long at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Welcome back here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ. Scheduled to be on with us soon, Red Berenson, Michigan Wolverine coach, getting into his in his 31st year at the helm. Does that seem like a long ways away for you, Coach? 31 years for Red?
It is. But, you know, the beauty about Red is that he has the passion for the game, and he still is making a difference. He still can motivate young players to play. He hasn't lost that connection with the players, and I think that's huge. So, you know, he can probably coach another 10 years. I mean, he's in such good shape, and he's so sharp mentally. I mean, he really pushes the envelope, and that's one thing I really learned from Red is, you know, you have to keep getting better, as a coach, and that you can never be satisfied with what you've done. So he's a great coach, and, you know, I owe a lot to him.
Other games over the weekend in the WCHA, we saw that Lake State still looking for their first win of the season. Northern Michigan with a couple of wins over the weekend, too, at Lake State University. It looked like those were pretty close games.
Well, close games. I think for the most part, Lake State's been in close games, even with us. And then, you know, a goal here or there is really the difference. And they're better than that record. And, you know, I know Damon's probably you know, a little discouraged, but at the same time, they're playing well. They just have to find a way to get that first win and then get on a little bit of a roll. But, yeah, I'm glad we don't actually play them anymore because they're going to get it together.
Bowling Green non-conference action, Coach, at Clarkson. They come away with a tie and a win.
Big wins. Anytime you go to conference, and especially on the road, you get a win and a tie against a good team. That's good. And Bowling Green's going to – they'll be right there at the end in our league.
Well, I was hoping Bemidji State could get something from Minnesota, but they weren't able to do anything at Marriott Arena. 5-2 loss on Friday and 5-3 loss on Saturday.
Well, it's tough. You go from that small rink to play on the Olympic-sized sheet, and, you know, it's always a tough place to go. And Minnesota's the number one ranked team in the country. Bemidji hung in there, though, the second game. Even the first game, they got off to a pretty good start, but things started to go in on them. But they're a good team.
Alaska Anchorage, tough weekend for the Seawolves. They played Maine on Friday. 3-1 was the final there. And did I have the other?
They tied on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. And that's Maine's first trip on the road this year. Or sorry, Alaska's first trip on the road, Anchorage, and they had their previous four games at home. So you know, it's tough to go on the road. It's tough to go all the way from Alaska to Maine, and Maine. You know, they had played Maine before and beat them, so I'm sure Maine had you know something on their mind there.
Alaska Fairbanks, with a split on the weekend at Western Michigan.
Yeah, that's a good split. Anytime you go on the road, I think we all talk about if you can gain a split, that's pretty good.
And Minnesota State didn't have an easy time at all with Alabama Huntsville. You've been preaching, Coach, right from the get-go. Alabama, much better team this year.
Much better team. You know, they're going to hang around the games. Even if you look at the box scores, they might get outshot, but they find a way to hang in there. And that's what you try to do is keep it close and give yourself a chance to win. And I think the second game, even though it ended up maybe 5-1, was a 4-1, was a 2-1 game in the third period.
And those are the other WCHA teams that were in action this weekend. The Michigan Wolverines splitting on their trip out east this past week, and we'll talk more about that when Red joins us here today. But a late scheduled exhibition game for Wisconsin, I understand St. Norbert beating Wisconsin in that game.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. And, you know, anytime you have an exhibition game, and who knows what your, you know, I know you couldn't. It wasn't open to the general public, so who knows if they're just a special teams or they played three periods or how they did it. But I'm sure Wisconsin played some other people just to get a look at them, probably played everybody. So anyway, I don't put too much stock in a game like that.
Any other scores from Friday or Saturday night, Coach, that kind of caught your eye as surprising?
Well, I think Union's for real. Mm-hmm. You know, they won it last year, and they went out to St. Cloud and, you know, beat them, I think, 5-1 the first night. So I think Union's got a good team. They're playing well. I think Boston University, you know, they struggled last year a little bit, but David Quinn is second year there. He's got him off to a real good start, 3-0. I think that's not surprising. Looks like North Dakota, you know, they usually struggle a little bit out of the gate, and they've got off to a good start too. So, but, you know, it's early in the year, so I think you're going to see a lot of, you know, interesting scores, I guess let's put it that way, until teams start to establish